The Farther Reaches of Human Nature, Part 6, from the Abraham Maslow Audio Collection. This recording was made in 1967 at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California. Recordings from the Maslow Audio Collection are available from abrahammaslow.com.
Then, in terms of the goals, the overarching goal of what I would hope for is to make them as strong and capable and fully human, wise, sagacious, kind, decent, and so on as possible. Would I stop this at the age of 20? Can I say that they have finished their education then? It sounds ludicrous when you ask the question that way. Would it not be, supposing I had a feeble-minded child, would I not try to educate that child too, to the extent of its capacities, to make it to help it to become as good and a human being as possible? Now, I think that kind of backing away from the culture and backing away from what we take for granted, you know, I think it would teach us some of the ultimate, I'd say, rules of humanistic education. Everyone is educable. Everyone ought to be given the advantages of whatever education is possible. Education is lifelong. Education is ubiquitous, because if you keep in mind the humanistic goals of self-actualization, of goodness, and so on and so on, then would it possibly be true that we should confine our teaching of self-actualization to, let's say, being under the roof and not out there? Can you conceive of any situation in life which is not then part of education, that is, of education toward full humanness, if you have that goal, instead of thinking it simply as the acquisition of a lot of associations, or of a lot of rules, or a lot of grammar, or a lot of facts, or dates, or numbers, or something of the sort? Of possessions, you know, extrinsic possessions. Perhaps I could say it in another way. What this amounts to is, to some extent, an implied repudiation of the technologizing, that is, of the separation of education from other concerns in life, giving that up in favor of, this is a so far theory, of educationalizing the whole of life. Everybody's a teacher, then. Everybody's a student, then. All situations, practically all situations, can be learned from about these ultimate goals, these ones that I've been listing here. This is by contrast, then, to go back very sharply, with the acquisition of information. By the way, that acquisition of information, the thing too, is now becoming moot because of the new situation in which we are, the explosion of knowledge, the rapidity of change, progress, and so on. Why bother learning facts when the facts become obsolete so damn fast? Why bother learning methods when the methods become obsolete so fast? Why bother in the trade school teaching someone how to make buggy whips? Or horseshoes? This is part of that same question. Here, I think the answer is approximately the same. I have a paper on this in which I tried to point out, on this grounds alone, although it's appropriate for us, that education must think of itself in terms of creating a particular kind of person, not of taking the person, leaving him unchanged, then filling him full of things. Because those possessions may turn out to be useless very fast. And what we need now is the kind of person, as I was saying there, is the flexible, the adaptable person who can stand change and process and flux, and be happy and contented in the middle of it, and then be able to improvise.